Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast. KSJE is supported by San Juan Regional Medical Center, here to meet your urgent and emergent medical needs, whether they are COVID-19 related or not. Medical emergencies happen when you least expect them. Whether it's a stroke, heart attack, illness, or injury, San Juan Regional Medical Center's caregivers are here to provide care to you and your loved ones. Find out more online at sanjuanregional.com. Ten minutes past 8 o'clock. It is Thursday morning, April the 8th, 2021. Good morning, everybody. I'm Scott Micklin. Thanks for tuning in to KSJE 90.9 FM over the air here in San Juan County, New Mexico, 103.3 FM over the air in Durango, Colorado, and streaming everywhere, of course, from our website, KSJE.com. Welcome also to our viewers who are watching our visual radio program. It is streaming live this morning to the KSJE Facebook page, our YouTube channel, and our Twitter account. We're glad that you are with us however you found your way here this morning. Coming up, our topic this morning is economic development. My guests today from Four Corners Economic Development will be talking about the agency's new website, which is quite extensive, and we'll be taking some time to kind of show you just how extensive it is. So if you're not watching us on any of our social media platforms, we invite you to do that because the video is going to be a big part of the program today. So that's coming up at 8:10 a.m. this morning right here on KSJE. Of course, next hour, it is our COVID-19 Community Information Program, and my co-host Megan Cullop will be joining me here in Studio A. We're going to be joined by Carmen Martinez from the Small Business Development Center this morning, talking about some new opportunities for businesses. Tanya Stinson from the Convention and Visitors Bureau is also going to be joining us this morning, talking about travel during COVID, and we'll also get an update from the Department of Health about a new way to track infections across our state of coronavirus. So that is coming up. Again, it is a live program streamed on Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube at 9 a.m., and you can always hear it on the radio every afternoon at 5:06 on KSJE. At 9 o'clock on the radio this morning, Mick Hess hosts our classical music program, pardon me, and Mick is going to be sharing some Haydn string quartets on the program this morning. That's coming up 9:06 on KSJE Radio, so please join us for that. And don't forget, of course, in addition to Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter, you can also connect with us on Instagram as well. Outside our studios here at San Juan College, it is 39 degrees under sunny skies this morning. We are expecting a mostly sunny day with a high of 71. We could still see some breezy conditions this afternoon, some gusts up to 35 miles per hour in the forecast. Tonight, clearing with a low of 39 degrees, sunny and a bit cooler tomorrow with a high of 66 on Friday. Back up to 70 Saturday, 72 with sunshine for Sunday and Monday, and overnight lows from the mid-30s up into the mid-40s. Well, let me introduce my guests who are here with me this morning to talk about economic development. Mr. Economic Development himself, Arvin Trujillo, is here from Four Corners Economic Development. Mr. Trujillo, good morning. Good to have you back with us.
Good morning, Scott. It's good to be here.
Thank you. Thanks for being here. And you brought with you Chris Hunter, who is here. He is with Cornerstone Business Solutions and also a board member on Foresaid.
Yes.
And has been working diligently on your website, which is why we're talking about.
He has. He's led the effort for us.
Very good. Chris, good morning.
Good morning, Scott. Thanks for having us on today.
You bet. Great to have you here. And so this website, I guess just to get things started, I mean, Foresaid's always had a website, Arvin Trujillo, but this is really fully fortified. I don't know how to describe it, but it has a lot of punch to it, and there's a lot of things that Chris is going to talk about in just a moment. But you saw the need to improve the website?
We did. And again, this is another milestone that we've accomplished up to this point. What we were looking at was, how do we begin to market San Juan County? The one big thing that kept coming up in discussions was that No one knew who we were. No one knew what we were doing here in San Juan County. And then not only how do we market, but also people were asking, you know, where can I find economic data or demographic data about the different communities we have here, about the county? And so in discussions and really analyzing what we wanted to try to achieve here, we thought the best vehicle to achieve this was through a website. And so we went and did some upfront work, and from that found some contractors who have worked out very well for us, and we've retooled and upgraded our website to really begin to paint a good picture as to what San Juan County is all about, who we are, what we have to offer, and a myriad of contacts and links that will connect people to different organizations and entities here in San Juan County. And so again, we're working to get ourselves back on the map here.
Right. And again, I think it's important, and folks, I think we'll see what we're talking about when we show the website here in just a moment. But, you know, anybody with a WordPress account can make a website. But this is much more than just a website. And choosing those vendors was really important, right, to decide who's going to design this and how to make it all function the way it's intended.
Exactly. You know, we were looking at different organizations, and we went and identified a group called Zoom Prospector. They are a group that collects a myriad of economic data from across the nation for all communities, looking at all sorts of sources, from federal sources to state sources, even local sources. And they bring that data and they compile that data. And so we were very interested, and we've had discussions with them. And we had discussions with them on who would be good to help us develop a website. They came up with two recommendations for us to follow up on. And as a result of that, we chose a group called Golden Shovel. They're an ad agency, but their focus is economic development. And so what they've been able to do was really teach us how to do this, how to market ourselves. As I indicated, Chris has assisted us with this, but for both him and me, this was a tremendous learning curve for us. And we're still learning as we're going. But, you know, we looked at different material. We looked at reference material. We were even given a book to read to help us really determine how do we want to work through this. And the big thing, Scott, is as we began to develop this, we were very much focused on getting the community involved in doing this. And Chris is going to talk a little bit about that. But this is not just Chris and I sitting in some little dark corner coming up with what we should be doing with San Juan County.
Right.
This is the county coming out and really telling their story and us projecting that to the nation.
Sure. And Chris Hunter, I mean, I think you've built a website or two.
I have.
Over time. And so it seems to me, and correct me if I'm wrong, that this is one of those things you want to get right from step one.
We need to get it right. And COVID's fundamentally changed economic development and the whole business of site locators traveling and seeing places and doing things. People today are going to the web as their primary research source if they're looking to retire and move, or a location-neutral worker or a manufacturer looking to stand up a new plant. We needed to have best practices in place for San Juan County. Foresight is a public-private partnership. It exists to serve the needs of the municipalities, the counties, our member businesses and organizations, and our old website was not going to cut the mustard. Our new one is best practiced, it's mobile responsive, it's easy to operate, and will have search engine optimization that we believe will help San Juan County become discovered country.
Very good. And these vendors that Arvin was mentioning, I mean, these folks do this all the time, right? They are experts in the field.
They really are, and subject matter experts are exactly what we need. We know our story, but how to best tell our story visually, graphically, with text, copy. We needed guidance and help on that, but they needed to have arms and legs on the ground here in San Juan County to know what are the stories. So this website had an awful lot of community input to it, Scott. We had a survey done ahead of time. that gave Golden Shovel a sense of our place around all aspects of the community. And then once we did a soft launch right at the first of the year, had another 24 people go through that whole website, top to bottom, making observations, suggestions, and content additions. So when we launched on April 1st, we have a product that I believe we can genuinely be proud of.
Well, it looks great, and we're going to take it. I keep teasing everybody. We're going to take a look at it in a minute. It's marketing, right? It's all how you do it.
Absolutely, Scott. And it is marketing.
That's right. And so I want to show the website, and I want to dive deep into it a little bit, too, to show that this is kind of a one-stop shop, at least it seems to me, in just the few minutes we've been looking at it, for these potential businesses, entrepreneurs, whomever we're talking about, private individuals who maybe want to move and location neutral and do their job from San Juan County instead of a cramped studio apartment in Manhattan. Who knows? It could be for any of these folks,
absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely. So this website is designed not to supplant the good work done by Chambers, our Convention and Visitors Bureau. It's got gobs of links into all of our community partners' websites. The more the merrier for everybody concerned. But we would like to think of ourselves as a hub-stopping spot for anyone interested in learning about San Juan County and its communities.
One thing I'd like to add before we get to the website, Scott, is...
Oh, now you're a tease, Arvin Trujillo. Okay, all right.
But this is for the full county, both those communities off the reservation as well as those communities on the reservation. With the information that we have embedded within the website, it includes the 16 chapters that are within the Navajo Nation within San Juan County. And so again, we're expanding this to include the full county, where Shiprock is going to be involved in this. We're looking at the other chapters getting involved because they too want to enjoy economic development. And again, the way we're looking at this is as they begin to develop and bring businesses to their communities in a whole that helps San Juan County. And so, again, we're working really hard to include everybody within the county.
Sure. And I want to point something out, too, that what we're going to be showing people and talking about this morning, this doesn't come cheap. And it was an investment, I think, from the board and the members of Foresaid to again, as I said to Chris Hunter, do this right from the start.
And also a big shout-out to the Marion Family Foundation. Sitting back and working with that foundation, looking at websites and community challenges around Marion Family Foundation grasped the sense of the strategic nature of investing in this website and provided a lot of the money up front to do that. So a big shout out to Marion and their civic mindedness.
Indeed. Well, and we hear that name over and over again when it comes to supporting things that matter in our community. So without any further ado, audiences, let's take a look. I feel like we need a timpani or something, a drum roll for
right.
this big unveil here. But as you said, this went live on April 1st.
That's exactly right.
And so this is what it looks like for our video viewers again, fourcornersed.com. The number 4 is how you can find it. And Chris Hunter, I'll let you kind of guide me around. I know there's a lot of things you'd like to show off, which, for good reason, to our audience.
There is indeed. And so let's start off with a website sitemap. When you go to the website, and this is, again, pretty typical now of best practice websites, you'll see what we would call the hamburger patty at the top. And the hamburger patty, in this case, reveals the sitemap. As you look around the sitemap, you'll notice that there are headings and then subheadings underneath that. So the website is organized around, we think, a pretty straightforward navigation structure. People are interested in life in the county, the communities of the county. They want to know about Four Corners Economic Development. We're obviously interested in getting more people to join Foresaid. People that are looking to stand up businesses or build businesses here want to know about location advantages and workforce. They're interested in knowing about economic incentives that might be here. Site selectors want to know about available properties. And we also want to be the one-stop shop for news on all things economic development. And I will point out, Scott, when you land on the website, you're going to see a pop-up, and I don't think anybody really likes pop-ups, but our pop-up is important because we want you to sign up for our newsletter. So just sign up for the newsletter. We promise we won't spam you, but that's the best way to keep up with news from Four Corners Economic Development. So that's our sitemap. And on our homepage now, Scott, if you'll scroll on down, we see some things that describe who San Juan County is. You'll see our map of the circles that illustrate in 100 mile or 500 mile increments distances from San Juan County. There's a lot of people that don't know where San Juan County is, believe it or not.
Right.
Scroll on down.
But you see that we're kind of in the middle there between Salt Lake, Denver, and Phoenix.
Exactly. Like and I describe to people, our county's bigger than Connecticut.
Yeah.
That is like, oh. Right. On the left, you'll notice that there are blue tabs. Anytime you see blue, you roll over, that'll take you to a page. Arvin mentioned earlier about the website covering the Navajo Nation. It covers all of San Juan County. And if you continue to scroll on down, you'll see that there are some target industries, and each of those are links into pages that talk about those target industries. We'll talk a little bit more about target industries here in a minute. And scroll on down a little further, and we have Arvin here on a talk. We'll have other videos along the way there, but we have what's very important in a new website. In fact, any big website has got a news feed. So when you see news, you scroll over, and that'll take you immediately to a story. So this morning's news, top of the line, is that San Juan County was selected by the New Mexico Economic Development Department to put to be one of five counties in an outdoor recreation atlas pilot. So
click on that, and there it is.
You want to learn more about that? There it is. So the news feed is important. We won't cover all the news articles in our monthly newsletter or bi-monthly newsletter, so stay up with the news feed. Now, if we hop over back to that hamburger patty menu there, Scott, and let's go over to a page entitled Communities, if you would, and I think you might have that open on another tab here.
Maybe
already.
Do.
Okay. Beautiful.
Like,
scroll
like
on up to the top. So a county is the people, and the people live in communities. And so we have four incorporated cities or towns. Each of those have their own, what we call a subpage. An interesting question that I got asked is, why are we duplicating what a community already has as a website? And so let's go over to the Bloomfield tab, which I think you already have open. There you go. And we'll talk about that. If you actually go to the City of Bloomfield website, or City of Farmington website, or City of Aztec website, you'll be able to find very important information about what hours the city clerk's office is opened, or where you would pay your utility bill to the City of Aztec Electric Department. Those things matter to citizens, but our website audience are generally speaking people outside of San Juan County. So this website, through these pages, give the communities the ability to really tell the audience who they are. So this web page here and the sub pages that you see on the right with the blue bars was written initially by Ken Hare, and I spent a lot of time working with Ken to really tell Bloomfield's story. If you'll click the tab, we've got the mayor's letter opened up, I think, Scott. The mayor puts out a welcome letter. Saying you know, what she wanted to say about the city of Bloomfield. If you'll go back to the Bloomfield page and scroll down, Bloomfield tells its story, but now you start to see some statistics and data. And this goes back to what Arvin was talking about that Zoom Prospector provides to us. So GIS Zoom Prospector is a company owned by the Financial Times. It's a substantial organization with some very smart people that scrape, and that's a new word I've learned, scrape data from all kinds of places and package it up, and in this case, and telling the data story of Bloomfield. And so as you scroll down, Scott, you'll notice that there are things about the people of Bloomfield and their income and their ages and their educational attainment levels. And all these things are things that thoughtful people can make conclusions and decisions about in terms of, is that a place I'd like to live? Is that a place I'd like to put a factory up, et cetera? And everything that you see, for the most part, that has blue dots or other things, take you into other sorts of data. If you scroll up to the top of that data feed right there, right at the, like, cars or other things, those will take you to housing costs or, you know, taxes, number of businesses there. So we've never had, and this is the real thing for the audience to hear today, we have never had a one-stop shop to get at all of this data.
And this is, again, repeated for every community that we show, right?
Every Aztec, community.
Farmington, Kirtland, you've got...
Sanaste, yeah. Natchitoches.
All of them. Okay. yes.
Now...
which is significant.
It is. And I think the thing that Arvin and I have talked about this, we need our community to start poking around and figuring out who they are, at least as the data sources say they are. Mm-hmm. The data is not always accurate. But... when we need to apply as a community for grants, as school districts are looking for funding, as chapter houses are looking for infrastructure grants, being able to have easy access to data gives them a competitive advantage in bringing home resources necessary to improve the quality of life for people.
Indeed. And Arvin Trujillo, I would say when someone's looking maybe to expand their business, relocate their business, or do something, they're looking for this data or data like this, and they needed it yesterday. In many cases, isn't that they don't want you to say, well, we'll get that for you. We'll get back to you. Give us 5 days and we'll send you a report about that.
That's correct. And again, we know how business works. Opportunities arise and people will react to those opportunities. And sometimes you don't have a day. You have to get that data now. And so, again, this helps because these site selectors are out there looking to meet some of the criteria that their client base is giving them, saying that this is what we're looking to do to open a business, to open an industry, to develop a factory or whatever. They can go to our website now and pull this information from the website to at least determine, do we meet certain criteria that these site selectors are looking for? Once they begin to see this and begin to dwell into the different economic parameters that are brought out, then they can make their decisions. Then at that point, they may then contact us. They may then give us a call to say, you know, we're interested in getting more information from you. But this way, again, they're out there looking. And the good thing about this and the way it's set up also is that there are keywords that are associated with our website now.
Right.
So when these site selectors put keywords in, our website will pop up.
Which is what you want. And that's part of the Google optimization, internet, the whole search thing.
It's all part of being discovered, and that's really the bottom line that we're trying to get at. Scott, in our little bit of time left, I'd like for us to take a look at a Compare Communities tab, if you would. You know, lots of times when people are looking to relocate, they want to know how does a community compare with where they live. We build a report that I think you have on another tab that actually shows what Farmington looks like compared to some other cities that we think about as comparison. So if you'll notice on the right, we've got Farmington, Santa Fe, Grand Junction, Montrose, Durango, and Flagstaff. How do we compare? One of the very interesting things that you'll note as you start to dig in and look around with Durango is there's a difference in housing prices. There's a difference in housing prices in Santa Fe. So if you want a high-quality outdoor recreation lifestyle and you want a decent-sized house and you don't want to break the bank, Farmington stacks up very nicely against some of those other cities. And that matters to location-neutral workers and retirees.
Yeah, if I'm in that studio apartment in Manhattan, for the same price, I could buy a 5-bedroom house in Farmington.
Or finding a 2.5-bedroom house in Durango for $500,000 compared to 4.5 bedrooms and 3 bathrooms in Farmington.
Exactly. Yep. But that's what this would show.
That's what that shows.
And we can see on the left-hand side, I guess, there's other...
all kinds of other
filters,
data.
Right, that you can do.
Absolutely.
And you can compare. You've pre-selected these communities, but you can compare...
Any community any you other want. One. So if Gene Schmidt at Farmington Schools is trying to attract a teacher, and that teacher lives in Des Moines, Iowa, going back to the previous tab, Scott, if you would, just for a second, you go into that previous tab in your browser there, you select Farmington, and then you would add Des Moines, Iowa, and now you're making a comparison of those two communities right there.
Gotcha.
All right?
I like that.
I think the last thing I'd like to point out on the website, Scott, is the fact that there's some training available on how to use the tools. And these tools are not genetically impressed on any of us. So in learning
this GIS stuff that we're bringing up.
In developing the website, I said, guys, talking to the vendors, you know how all this works, and I'm drinking water out of a fire hose, and you keep pointing me to these resources to learn. We're going to put them up on our website. So if you could scroll down, Scott, there's a series of videos, written instructions that actually will show people how to use these tools. And we're going to be training a number of folks here in San Juan County how to use the tools, including the Institutional Research Department here at San Juan College and their own work on grants and things. So this data will be helpful for them as well.
And I guess my next question was going to be, who would want to use these tools or learn how? But these could be helpful for grant applications.
City planners, county planners, nonprofit organizations, a whole group of people that need hard facts to support grant applications, business plans, et cetera. So this is truly a community resource designed for exactly that sort of thing.
And the thing to add to that, Scott, is the fact that as you go and you went in and you built a comparison with different counties or different locations against your particular city, on the bottom of the website, there's a section that's called Create a Report.
Do you see that where that it says add to report?
Right there, yep.
You can build different things on the website, click that. You can look at different descriptions that are on the website, and you think that that's important. I want to highlight that. You can click that. And then you can go into View Custom Report, and it's all in one report. You can put that into a PDF format. You can share that report through email or et cetera. And so again, instead of having to sit there and write everything down and then retype everything and whatnot, you can just build a report and it's there ready for you.
Ready to go for whatever use you need it for, I guess.
Whatever use you need for it.
And, and that's how you got it. That's excellent. And so we do just have a couple of minutes remaining this morning, but I think we've touched on many of the highlights.
We're done on the website. I'd like to shift gears, Scott.
All right.
I want to talk about something that gives additional community involvement opportunity. If you'll hit our hamburger patty menu and go to strategic plan, I should have had that queued up. That's going to be on the left up the top.
Top left.
Yeah, top left. I'm sorry. Right there, Scott.
There it is.
All right. We're going to notice that we operate through goal teams. And goal team 5 is going to be renamed to marketing and data analysis. I chair goal team 5, and I want to put an appeal out to our radio listeners who have an interest in shaping how we market San Juan County to give me a call at 505-325-4900. That's 4900. And I'd like to share with you about Goal Team 5, because Goal Team 5, which has a lot of community leaders and a few people from out of state, are going to be developing marketing plans for our specific target industries. So when we talk about attracting retirees or location-neutral workers, we're going to have to develop what our messages are about and what we want to emphasize and what we may need to mitigate if we've got some gaps. And that's an exercise we'll be working on also through an initiative called the Business Retention and Expansion Project, Arvin.
But we talked about that on this program numerous times. Yeah. So
our idea is to be able to have a community own the marketing plans. Who better to really talk about ourselves than ourselves? So if you're interested in working on those plans and hanging out with a great group of people, we're not going to meet a lot, but we'll be productive, and you will have homework in between. Give me a call, and I'd love to get you plugged in.
All right. Again, your number, 325-4900.
Yes, sir. And you've got the email right there on the screen.
They can email you as well. So wonderful. Right. Well, gentlemen, it's, again, a big job. You can see it from looking at the website.
Thanks,
so congratulations,
Scott,
on putting this together. And I guess my maybe last question for both of you is, and one of my biggest pet peeves about websites is some of them aren't updated all the time. Is it built in to keep?
You've asked the perfect question. Scott, we have a content management system.
Uh-huh.
Every page is monitored for when it was last edited. And so there's lots of statistics and things that will be looked at on a very regular basis. So I don't think you'll find things going moldy-oldy on us.
That's great. Okay. Well, and for this data, you don't want it to, right?
No. The data itself from Zoom Prospector is updated at least twice a year.
And
And always you see the date and the source.
And that's important. Well, a source on a website? That's crazy.
Right.
I like it. Okay. Very good. Gentlemen, thank you so much for coming in. Chris, thanks for all your work on this. I'm sure, Arvin, it was a heavy lifting.
A lot of heavy lifting. Like I said, there was a lot of efforts on our part because it was a steep learning curve for our efforts. But this is something that is there for the community. And we want you to use the website. And really, the best way to go in and get acquainted with the website is, like your kids tell you, just go in and start playing with it.
Yeah, click
and
around.
You start doing that.
See what
then,
you can find.
Then you start finding things, and then the questions start coming up. But we have areas where you can go and get help. And so, again, the idea here is to utilize the website. It's there for your benefit. It's there to help you with community development.
Right.
And again, it's there to provide information that at times people throw their hands up. You know, I used to get calls, well, how many people, what's our population? How's our population doing? What's the level of income, et cetera, et cetera. And you can go in there by yourself now and find out.
Right. And it's free.
It's free.
It's available for the community. I didn't hear the word paywall once.
No paywall. One of you. Scott, it was a heavy lift, and I'm very, very glad to have it up and running. It launched April 1st. That was my birthday, best birthday present I've had in a long time to have this part done. But as important as that is, the next step is to have this used, found, and discovered, and that's what Gold Team 5 is all about, and that's where we're pivoting, and I'm excited to really make sure the community owns this, knows it, and is fully plugged in, because that's what Foresight is all about.
There you go.
Partnerships.
Exactly. Well, and that famous quote, if you build it, they will come. So
there you go.
Let's see what the website does. We'll try to crash it on you.
All right. Well, you'll actually see some user reports. So I suspect Arvin will give you some follow-up on that.
Very good.
Okay.
Thank you, gentlemen, for coming in this morning. Arvin, great to see you. Chris Hunter, always a pleasure.
Thank you, Scott.
Thank you both very, very much.
You take care of me.
Thank
good to be here.
You bet. My guest this morning, Four Corners Economic Development and the new website, fourcornersed.com. Thank you very much, everybody. Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.